going to try my best. Preach to us today. Us. Us. I may be a pastor, but I'm no better than nobody else. I make mistakes, I falter just like everybody else. But He is rich unto all that will call to believe Him. And we do know enough when we falter to do something about it. If we let it go and starts building up, getting cold and indifferent, that's the way that the world is going. I got quite a bit of reading this morning, if I can get through it. After I read two or three verses, why my eyes most of the time waters up, I can't see the words, and it, I'm liable to call them anything. But you got your word this morning, and you can read it for what it is, and don't apply it to your neighbor, just apply it to yourself. And we'll get through it. All right. We're going to start off, I reckon, with 2 Peter 2 and verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now, our God knows how to do all things. When I come short, He knows how to get my attention. When I falter, He knows how to correct me. But when I come humble and praying, seeking Him, man, He knows how to bless me too. Isn't that wonderful? But if I fail to come humble, He knows how to reserve me unto the day of punishment. And there is a day of punishment coming. And we're not going to preach on that, but I want you to read it. And we're going to read some more. I'll read a little bit before we get into the message. I don't know why. But every day something just leads me from one scripture to another, and I say, why, Lord? But then I realize it ain't my business to know why. It's the Lord's business. 15th chapter of John. Some real familiar scripture, and we're not going to dwell too long on this. But I want you to keep in mind what we read first, second, and then third. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not fruit, He taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, if we abide in Him and we bring forth fruit, He purges that branch that it might bring forth more fruit. We are not somebody to get saved, settle down, and do nothing. If we are a worker, and He'll make us able to bring fruit, that's what we're saved to do. is to bring forth fruit, and he's pleased with it. Now, let's go on a little bit further. But now you keep in mind, I like it whenever the Lord purges me that I can do something greater, something better. I don't want to sit down here to do nothing. I want to be about the Father's business. We've already know that He knows how to bless us. He knows how to keep us until judgment of the day of punishment. And punishment is coming. But ain't no wonder we love the Lord this morning. Now, let's go on. Back into Matthew. And this is where we'll settle down, try to bring you a message from the Word of the Lord. Keep in mind, He purchased us. He wants us to grow in knowledge and wisdom, doing the work that we might win lost souls. Not just win lost souls, but we might help them that's struggling to keep afloat for the Lord, to stay afloat in the faith. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, 14th verse, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who came and who called his own servants and delivered them unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received the 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of that servant, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 other talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joys of the Lord. He that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Then he that which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not thrown. And I was afraid, and went and hid that talent in the earth. Lo, there, here is that thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not trod. I have not trod. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to usury, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which have 10 talents. For unto every one that has, it shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast him and cast ye the unfaithful servant into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, the Lord, whenever he saved me and he gave me ability to serve him. And you know, I can't sing like Brother Eric. I can't preach like most of the people. But he gave me a talent. Amen. That I can do something.
Right.
There was a man the other night that called me, and which got me on to this message. And I began to ponder on what this man said. And the Lord seemed like began to give me scriptures. And that man's here today that I want to talk about just for a minute. And this man called me, and he said, Brother Harris, he said, I want to talk to you about your church. I said, all right. He said, told me who he was and what he stood for. He said, you have a member that came to me and began to talk to me about your church. And he said, he impressed me so much that I want to come to your church sometime. And he asked me the things that probably anybody would need to know. He asked me what we stood for. He said, do you preach Jesus and him crucified? Died on the cross for the forgiveness of sin. I said, yes, sir, we do. And he said, this man impressed me. I guess these boys, they get tired of me saying, you got to impress somebody. Brother Bo impressed somebody enough that he called me. And I invited him to the house of God. Now, as he impressed this man, he took this little talent and began to put it to usury. The Bible said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where the moths and the rust and all of these things are not encrypted or steal. My brother, we need to be laying up our talents, our treasures in heaven. I begin to think about the pressure that's put on us in this world. Whenever the Lord comes down and begins to bless, we take a little talent that the Lord give me. I don't seem like I have much of a talent. But brother, whatever I have, I better put it to good usury. I put it to usury, the Lord will abundantly bring it forth. Maybe just one little fruit. He will bless me and I'll cause me to bring forth abundance. I want to see my loved ones saved. I want to see the community saved. I better oversee myself in the pores of glory and meet Jesus face to face. Whatever the little talent that I have, brother, listen, I better put it to usury. You say, preacher, I don't have time. Brother, listen, if we would just stop every once in a while and ask somebody if they go to church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, and they begin to smile. And they begin to thank us for bringing up the Lord. Matters. A lot of people, they're ashamed to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And a lot of times, just being ourselves, Christians, tells a great story. Listen, the Lord, I can see how that we're able. He knows if we're ashamed, if we're not ashamed. Those men, those servants, three of them, he gave one 5 talents. He gave one 2 talents. He gave one just 1 talent. I don't know what he thought. But the Bible said after a long time, I don't know what went on. They had a long time to work out their own salvation. I was fear and trembling. This man, he was afraid. I listened to work. The labor. He was afraid. I don't know what he was afraid of. He said, I know that thou art a hard man. Reaping where thou hast not sown. Whenever we with the people and begin to lift up the name of Jesus, maybe the Lord didn't move on us to tell them, but because we love Him, we can't hide it.
Amen.
And we're telling everybody. Listen, don't you know this man? He began to go and trade his 5 talents. Don't you know he was glad whenever he was able to present unto the Lord 5 other talents. Here it is, Lord. The Lord said, enter in to the joys of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. Brother, we've been faithful over a few things. We need to be faithful over the little talent, whatever it is that the Lord has blessed us with. We need to be faithful with it.
Amen.
Then too, he said, enter into the joys of the Lord. But the one, I don't know, I guess he thought that he wasn't a liar. He wasn't a thief. He brought it to the Lord. He didn't lie about it. He just was not faithful with what the Lord gave him to do. Well, me and you might have said, well, he's a good old boy. He's faithful, and he's ready to go. But we sit down on a stool and do nothing. We don't use the Lord's, what the Lord give us to do. He calls us wicked and slothful. If we're slothful about the work of God, guess what? He knows how to deliver us out of temptations, and we're tempted Day by day we're tempted with the temptations of the devil, and the Lord knoweth how to deliver us out of temptation and wait whenever the day of the Lord come. I just say, I enter into the joys of the Lord. I ought to know how to reserve us to the day of judgment. After a long time, the Lord of this service came and reckoned with them, expecting something this man said was not a liar and he was not a thief. He brought the little talent back and said, here it is, Lord. He said, I know that you get reap where you sow not. He said, I was afraid.
Yeah.
And that was no excuse. That was no excuse. You know the little talent that the Lord gave him? Guess what? It was given to the one that had the ten.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you, you want somebody else to rejoice with your little talent. Maybe just one little talent. How do you want him to give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
There's somebody that's laboring, bringing forth fruit. And he purges them that they bring forth more fruit. Man, listen. More we work, the more he wants us to work, and more he blesses us. If you really, really, I want a blessing from on high, brother, put everything that you've got in the work of the Lord. I lift up his holy name to a lost and dying world. Brother, he will deliver you.
Amen.
From all temptations. That's what the word said.
Amen.
If we abide in him, bringing forth fruit. But if not, we're like a branch. It's cut off. We're cut off. And we have all kinds of excuses. But there's not one will stand up. This man, he had an excuse. Why, Lord, I was afraid. I know you're a hard man. So I just went and dug in deep in the ground. I hid your talent. But here it is, Lord. His excuse didn't stand up. Neither would yourn or mine.
Right.
We will stand in the last day and give an account for the day when we have an opportunity to lift up the name of the Lord. Well, the Lord understands. Oh boy, he sure does. He sure does. This man, he said, you remember, come to me, and he used that word. He said, he impressed me. How many people are we impressing today? And do you ever stop to think, who have I talked to that I impressed? Brother Brian must have impressed his sister. Some way, by word, he had to have an effort. There was something that had to happen. She had confidence in him to call him. And people have to have confidence in you and call you and talk to you. We've got to impress people. Amen. Somebody said, I don't have to impress nobody but God. You better be impressing people. You better be impressing people. If you don't impress somebody, you sure ain't going to get them saved.
Right.
You got to put forth an effort. Don't sit around on the seat and do nothing and wait for the Lord to come down and kick your seat out from under you. It ain't going to happen. If we know to do good and do it not, to us is sin. We're headed towards the judgment bars of God, lost and undone. With her little talent delivered to somebody that wouldn't use it. I don't know what you got out of the message today. But guess what? I feel for her. You do whatever you want to with it. I said, Lord, I'll do the best I can with it. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I can brag on the church. I'm thankful that the church does things that the Lord's pleased with, and I know it. And I know it, and I'm pleased with it. I seen Melissa one day. with some new people come in, never seen before, never laid my eyes on them. I'm sure she didn't. When they got settled down, everything was settled down, she laid her books beside her and she went back and told them who she was and welcomed them to the church. We ought to be more involved with one another. We ought to be more outgoing and doing. Take your little talent. The Lord, when He saved me, He gave me a little talent. Boy, it wasn't much, I didn't think, and I still don't. But if I have took it and won one soul to the Lord, and hold faithful my salvation to the end of the way, it'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. We've come to a time where we're relaxed. Well, I went to church and just sat there. I didn't say nothing. I didn't give the Lord the praise for nothing. He knows, and it'll be all right probably. But if you feel you need to say something, you need to say it.
Right.
I'm not saying you testify or you do anything because I asked you. But you know the heart. You know the heart and you know the little talent the Lord gave you. Listen. He said there's a book of remembrance written for you. And it won't be nothing to go forgot about. You may think it's so small. You know what I used to think? Well, I would testify. But I can't talk like Brother Eric. Why, it wouldn't come out right. Boys, I got to the point that I didn't care how it come out. If I lifted up the name of the Lord, that was good enough. If there's anything He added it to me, then I praise the Lord. Listen. We may think we're not able. Lord, we better be praying the Lord will make us able. I'm proud of you, of the church. We can come together, praise the Lord together,
Amen.
In love, fellowship, one mind, one accord. One mind is we want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
One accord is we're going to do the things that He said for us to do.
Yeah.
And it's all written right here. And if we think ourselves too good or too proud to do them, woe unto us. I'm not ashamed to lift up my Lord this morning. I'm not ashamed of my journey. Let me tell you about one little talent. Whenever He saved me, and I had a chance to grow for a while, I couldn't read. Y'all know that. And there was one little woman, stricken in years, little gray-headed woman, almost reached the end of the way. I went to her and she took her little talent. She instructed me what to do. When I followed her instructions, and my Bible fell open, and my eyes rested upon it, I read five verses, never missed a lick. Listen, there wasn't no way I could do it on my own. And I said, Lord, she said, if you read, go for it. If you don't read, shut your book and go to the house and never think nothing about it. What'd you say, preacher? She said this. Oh, my mother boys was preaching and they were popping like popcorn. They was preaching and I wanted to preach. I thought, I didn't want to preach really once I got into it. But the Lord wouldn't leave me alone. But let me tell you something. If you're doing it for any other reason from God, if He called you, He'll make you able. If He didn't call you, you better just take the little talent and do what you can do best. Humble and obedient. Listen. For a long time now, I've been doing the best I could. And I know I come short. 40 years. We think that's a long time, but it's nothing with God. It's nothing with God. I've seen a lot of souls saved. But just because I seen them saved then and there, don't mean that I can sit down and give up and not do nothing now. Lord, I done my part. That ain't so. When he comes and calls for me, I want to be still doing what he'd have me to do. Not what some John Doe want me to do, but what the Lord wants me to do. Men and women both alike, we need to be about the Father's business. We need to be an influence to other people. We need to impress them.
Amen.
That it's important to serve God.
Right.
We need to impress them and cause them to want what we want. Do you understand?
Amen.
Do you agree
Amen.
With me?
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? And Melissa, come to the pen. If you're using your talent like you ought to, give the Lord the praise, not me. And if you're not, I warn you, you better get about using your little talent.